Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Sewing the Stars and Stripes.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association educators and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Americans will celebrate Independence Day tomorrow with parade floats decked out in red, white, and blue, hot dogs fresh off the grill, and sparkler streak sketches into the summer night. Flying high above all these 4th of July festivities, the American flag. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports how the symbol of national identity is threaded to Ohio.
A half dozen flags wave in a sticky summer breeze outside a factory in Coshocton, a small Ohio city about 60 miles east of Columbus. They're just a small number of the thousands that are being made inside.
Come on in.
Bobby Parks is the director of operations of Ann and Flagmakers Coshocton factory. She opens a set of double doors.
Let's go down to our sewing cell.
And the space comes alive with the sounds of humming sewing machines. Flag makers stitch together ribbons of red and white fabric from 500-yard spools.
What they'll start is they'll add a pair, and then that pair goes up until you make your 7 and your 6 that goes on the top and the bottom of the flag for your stripes.
Then they'll attach these stripes to a blue field filled with 50 white stars, and after a little more hemming and snipping, the Star-Spangled Banner is complete.
You know, there's a sense of pride in what we do.
That's Jonna Smith.
You go down the street and see them hanging on the poles or whatever, you know, display, and you'd be like, hey, I probably made that.
With 12 years under her belt, she's one of the factory's newer hires. Many of her coworkers have been here upwards of 2, 3, even 4 decades. But Ann and Flagmakers has been in business long before them. The company started in 1847 in New York City, when two young entrepreneurs took over their father's business. Instead of continuing as ship retailers, Edward and Benjamin Annan, who were just 15 and 13 at the time, decided to start selling flags. They got the business started just in time to supply American flags to the Army during the Mexican-American War, and later the Civil War. The company is now the oldest and largest flag manufacturer in the country, and it's made some pretty iconic banners, from the flag raised by U.S. Marines at Iwo Jima.
It's one of the enduring images of World War II.
To the flag on the moon.
There it is, a U.S. flag on the surface of the moon.
And the flags at every presidential inauguration since 1849. Ann and Flagmakers expanded to Coshocton about 50 years ago. It's now one of 3 factories in the country, 2 others in Virginia, embroider stars and print state and custom flags, while this Coshocton facility focuses mainly on producing American flags. After terrorists attacked the World Trade Center on 9/11, workers at this location pieced together the red, white, and blue. Production manager Kelly Watson remembers demand for flags was so high, the factory could hardly keep up.
We had truck drivers that sat outside for like 2-3 hours waiting on the women to sew so they could take off with finished flags.
She says it was a time when patriotism was fervent.
I mean, everybody flew a flag.
But demand is still high today. Workers at the Coshocton factory alone make upwards of 50,000 flags a week during peak season. So if you're raising a flag this 4th of July or waving one in the neighborhood parade, it just might be made right here in Ohio. In Coshocton, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Friday.